slouching toward Thanksgiving. I walk like a zombie through the next few weeks in Reardon. Well, no, that's not exactly the right description. I mean, if I'd been walking around like a zombie, I might have been scary. So no, I wasn't a zombie, not at all, because you can't ignore a zombie. So that made me, well, it made me nothing. Zero. Zilch. Nada. In fact, if you think of everybody with a body, soul, and brain as a human, then I was the opposite of human. It was the loneliest time of my life. And whenever I get lonely, I grow a big zit on the end of my nose. If things didn't get better soon, I was going to turn into one giant walking, talking zit. A strange thing was happening to me. Zitty and lonely, I woke up on the reservation as an Indian, and somewhere on the road to Reardon, I became something less than Indian. And once I arrived at Reardon, I became something less than less than less than Indian. Those white kids did not talk to me. They barely looked at me. Well, Roger would nod his head at me, but he didn't socialize with me or anything. I wondered if maybe I should punch everybody in the face. Maybe they'd all pay attention to me then. I just walked from class to class alone. I sat at lunch alone. During PE, I stood in the corner of the gym and played catch with myself. Just tossed a basketball up and down, up and down, up and down. And I know you're thinking, okay, Mr. Sad Sack, how many ways are you going to tell us how depressed you were? And okay, maybe I'm overstating my case. Maybe I'm exaggerating. So let me tell you a few good things that I discovered during that awful time. First of all, I learned that I was smarter than most of those white kids. Oh, there were a couple girls and one boy who were little Einsteins, and there was no way I'd ever be smarter than them. But I was way smarter than 99% of the others. And not just smart for an Indian, okay? I was smart, period. Let me give you an example. In geology class, the teacher, Mr. Dodge, was talking about the petrified wood forest near George Washington on the Columbia River and how it was pretty amazing that wood could turn into rock. I raised my hand. "Yes, Arnold," Mr. Dodge said. He was surprised. That was the first time I'd raised my hand in his class. I said. Yeah, I was so articulate. "Spit it out," Dodge said. "Well," I said, "petrified wood is not wood." My classmates stared at me. They couldn't believe that I was contradicting a teacher. "If it's not wood," Dodge said, "then why do they call it wood?" "I don't know," I said. "I didn't name this stuff, but I know how it works."